Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, the South Carolina Department of Agriculture was recently awarded a $3.5 million grant to assist with the implementation of the Food Safety Modernization Act. Talk to us about what this means.
Well, you're right. We did receive the grant from the Food and Drug Administration to be the South Carolina regulator, educator, and all other things on behalf of the farmers with the Food Safety Modernization Act. That law was passed 5 years ago, and there's been a lot of work going on to make sure it has a balance of regulations that are needed to keep our food supply safe, but also working on behalf of the farmers to make sure it is something that we can live with.
And this grant is actually designed to help strengthen the partnerships in the food safety industry across South Carolina.
Well, that is one of the things that's a benefit of it. We will train a great number of Clemson Extension personnel to actually be the first base out on the farm to make them aware of some of these new regulations and rules, get them trained so that when department personnel are there, that we can come in, give them the certificates they need in order to meet the requirements of this law. So a good partnership between ourselves, the Consumer Protection Division, really, of the department, and also been working quite a lot with some of the farm advocacy groups, the Farm Bureau, the Carolina Farm Stewardship Association, so that farmers are not overwhelmed by what's coming.
Now, this affects actually a good many South Carolina farmers.
Yes, we estimate that more than 5,000 farmers will be impacted by this of all sizes. Some of the larger farmers are probably better ready to handle some of these changes. Some of our medium and smaller sized farmers will be where we really have got to get out there and work with them so that they understand what some of these new regulations might mean and how we can prepare them at their operations to meet them.
Now, let's talk about some of the crops that are going to fall under the Food Safety Modernization Act.
Well, it's mostly those that are hand-picked, are fruits and vegetables that have the most close contact, if you will, with us. But the ones of your berries, your peaches, melons, your summer crops that have a fair amount of hand processing there on the farm, as opposed to cotton and corn and soybeans, those types. So again, those higher value crops that have a closer contact not only with the farmer and his processing staff, but then straight to the consumer, maybe at a school, maybe the grocery aisle. So it's those farmers that will be impacted first. The larger farmers with the larger employee numbers or income numbers, they'll be the first ones that we focus on so that our smaller, medium-sized farmers can have a little more time to prepare for this.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.